Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everyone. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Glory to his name. We thank and praise our God this morning. Hallelujah for who he is on this morning, this Sunday morning. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Amen. You're on the air with no other than the one and only. Amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil, this morning, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless and praise our God this morning for his sovereignty. Amen. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Thank you, Father. Father God, we come. We bless you. We praise you. We glorify you. We lift you up, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just say thank you, God, for the things that you have already established in our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. But God, as we come, Lord God, we open up our heart, God, this morning to the word of God this morning, Lord Jesus. And we ask that you move by your Holy Spirit on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I ask you, Father God, to bless every household that's represented here, God, this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, God, that you would touch me from the crown of my head, God, to the soles of my feet, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Give me wisdom, give me knowledge, give me understanding that only you can give, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, let your blood prevail, God, against every spirit, God, that is not of you, God, to come to hinder the move of God. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. And we ask that you continue to move by your mighty power, God, on this day. So, Father, we thank you, God, for your word today, God, your word, your word, your word. I ask that the Holy Spirit come aboard and preach in power and authority this morning, Lord God, that we can be healed, God. In the name, in the name of Jesus. Excuse me, I'm trying to finish out this day, and I haven't coughed all couple of days. Hold on. Forgive me, people of God. I've been under the weather, and I'm trying to finish this out. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. Praise God this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless and praise him. We're going to believe God that God is going to let me finish. Amen. This word. Amen. Forgive me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to his name. Amen. This morning, I'm going to talk a little bit, and then I'm going to go into the scriptures and see what the Lord is going to do. We're talking this morning about the lukewarm church. Amen. Praise God. The church of Laodicea. Amen. Hallelujah. This is our last church. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. This is our last church. Amen. And question the Lord asks, and are we spiritually lukewarm? And we know that the enemy of our soul can blind you to the truth of God with this empty hopes and lies. Amen. Praise God. When anything supersedes your love and passion for Jesus, glory to God, you become spiritually poor. But Jesus is pursuing us. He's pursuing us, and glory to God, and he wants our hearts to be open to him. And we're talking about the lukewarm church. Sometimes God uses situations in our lives to discipline us when we go off course. He rebukes those he loves to awaken us spiritually. The letters to the churches in chapter 2 and 3 of Revelations are a warning for us today. We need to look deep this morning into our hearts and, glory to God, repent and recommit our love to Jesus and the truth of the gospel. Let us open the doors of our hearts wide and invite Jesus in. Glory to God. Jesus knows the intense pressure, glory to God, that we face daily, the trials, the suffering, the affliction. He also knows your faithfulness. Glory to God. Sometimes fighting the spiritual battle before us can become so consuming that we take our spiritual eyes off of God.
So let us not be fooled or seduced into thinking spiritual compromises or watered down values are okay or acceptable to God. Listen to the Spirit of God. Be spiritually on guard and press in. Choose today to be an overcomer. Practice spiritual discipline and be guided by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. Passionately seek the love of God and share it with those all around us. We pray, trust the Lord, and walk in faith. And also remember, God is in control. No matter how things may appear, people will take notice and listen when, glory to God, they witness your faith. Amen. Praise God. Is your faith still standing? Amen. The church, Latter-day Saints, glory to God, a lukewarm, materialistic church, a call to open the doors of your heart. Glory to God. Here, this is the seventh and the final church of our study in the seven churches from the book of Revelations. We have looked at the church of Ephesus, glory to God, who had forsaken their first love. The church of Smyrna, glory to God, who experienced persecution and encouraged not to fear the second death. Come on, somebody. The church of Pergamum, where some appeared to be seduced and were delaying and morally compromised lifestyle. The church of Thyatira, where some believers in the church chose to tolerate sin and misleading teaching. The church at Sardis was a church that looked alive outwardly, but inwardly was spiritually dying and dead. The church at Philadelphia was a church that persevered and refused to deny the name of Jesus Christ. Each letter to the churches has given a ray of hope for the believers and instruction on how to live. Each church, each believer is encouraged to have an ear to hear to what the Spirit says. Each person is encouraged to respond to what the Spirit of God says to the churches. For some, it might be to repent and to follow Jesus. For others, it is to keep the faith, to trust, to believe, or to persevere to the end, even in the times of suffering. No matter how things might appear, have faith in Christ. Each person needs to decide for themselves who they will follow and what they will believe. To those who overcome, come on, somebody, they will be blessed, and they will receive and enjoy all the promise of God. The overcomers will be given the right to be with Christ in paradise. These letters to the seven churches are warnings to the churches and believers down through the ages. It's just not just something that they placed in the Bible. These are here, amen, glory to God, glory to God, as a blueprint for what we need to do and how we need to relate, amen, to the Lord Jesus Christ and his church. I do not believe any church or believer intentionally drifts away from loving and serving Jesus, but it can easily occur when the enemy, come on, I want to talk to us, the enemy of our souls, glory to God, seeks to devour following Christ. Amen. Praise God. So we have to be on guard. Somebody say, be on guard. It is also true that the person who is living in spiritual darkness, whose spiritual eyes and ears are closed to the truth of Christ, they will only believe the lie of the world and remain in darkness. Don't believe the lies of the enemy. Glory to God. The lie that causes you to focus on your own selfish, ungodly desire rather than on God Almighty. Can I talk to all of us today? Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. A lie that reduces faith in God. Instead, to think mankind is simply to involve being without a divine creator. These are all lies. A lie to cause you to discount the warning of scriptures and think everything okay. It is the lie that Eve believed in the garden. You will not surely die. Come on, somebody. A lie that says God does not want you to have fun or for you to know all you know, because then you will be like God. Come on, somebody. A lie that says a comfortable life is one where the person with the most toys win, and that is all that matters. Amen. These are lies that come with a hidden cause. A hidden cause. My God, I say thank you, Lord Jesus. A hidden cost. What do you mean a hidden cost? Listen to this. A balloon payment. Anybody that knows real estate has a balloon payment where prices of your mortgage goes up and down every month, or so never stable price or hidden cost. The payment, the balloon payment for eternal death, a separation from God. It goes up and down, up and down. But thank the Lord. Jesus provides a way of redemption, a way to overcome the lies of the enemy, to pay the debt of our sins. Glory to God, that we can never pay ourselves. A way to realize our spiritual poverty and receive with joy the blessings and the promise of God for those who believe. The way to salvation. The way to eternal life is only with Christ, and is only possible by answering the door to your heart and inviting Jesus in. Are we opening the door today? Let's open the door. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. They always talk about open the doors of the church, but let's open the doors of our heart this morning. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Today we look at the seventh church, the church of Laodicea. Amen. Praise God. And let me read the scripture this morning. Amen. Praise God. I had to give you a little foundation of what the Lord has given me. The Bible in Revelations, amen, 3, verses 14. Amen. Glory to God. Let's start there. Here to the angel of the church of Laodicea, write. These are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, he says, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. You say, I am rich. I have acquired wealth and do not need a thing. But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. He says, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in fire so you can become rich, and white clothes to wear so you can cover your shame, your nakedness, and salve to put on your eyes so you can see. Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent, he says. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, he says, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. To the one who is victorious, he says, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne. Just as I was victorious and sat down with the Father on his throne. Whosoever has an ear, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Here, a few weeks ago, we looked at the church in Smyrna. The city of Smyrna was said to be physically poor, yet rich spiritually. The believers in Smyrna did not have much in physical possessions, and they were one of the only two churches that we studied who did not receive a warning to repent. The believers of Smyrna experienced persecution but remained faithful. The church of Laodicea was the complete opposite, a wealthy community. But spiritually, they were lukewarm. Spiritually, they were poor, but spiritually comfortable just the way they were. I believe that Laodicea is the only church of the seven churches that did not receive a positive word of some kind from the Lord. The letters to Laodicea contained only a rebuke. It appeared they were living close enough to being religious and not so distant from to feel a need to repent. Neither obedience nor disobedience regarding the truth of God mattered to them. They were happy like a, you know, just a, as they say, a frog in the pond. They were so happy. Amen. Glory to God. Say thank you, Lord Jesus. They did not appear to experience any persecution and were unable to own spiritually a poverty. Physically wealthy, but spiritually poor. Jesus often taught using parables, and the Holy Spirit has a way of using physical situations in our lives, relating the natural to teach a spiritual truth of God. The city of Laodicea had no water supply of its own. It relied on nearby cities for its water. The city of Colossus, which were southeast of Laodicea, they had cool mineral water. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So cool water was piped into, amen, Laodicea from Colossus by the way of aqueduct. Amen. Praise God. The city, amen, glory to God, of Hierapolis, which was north of Laodicea, they were known for their hot mineral springs. This hot mineral springs was sent to Laodicea in a similar manner as the Colossians water. By the time both of the water sources reached Laodicea, the water was only lukewarm. So when the water source met and mixed, the hot water was no longer hot and no longer cold, was not cold. Amen. Praise God. It was just lukewarm. So how many of us today, glory to God, we enjoy a hot drink and glory to God, or hot, glory to God, ice cold drinks, and had enjoyed a hot cup of coffee as I had this morning, chocolate or tea, and glory to God, and we can only, glory to God, enjoy the cold, amen, praise God, some refrigerated iced coffee, some people like that, praise God, iced tea, chocolate drink, but what about the drink that has been sitting in the sun for a time and become lukewarm? Try drinking a glass of lukewarm iced tea or some milk. That's not appetizing. Glory to God. We think about the war room. When they had the war room, amen, glory to God, the little old lady, praise God, the little prayer warrior, the war room, she asked the woman, do you want a cup of coffee? So she went and got the cup of coffee for the woman. Knew it wasn't hot. She was just making a point to her because her life was turned upside down and her husband, amen, glory to God. And what she was asking her, how is your prayer life? And glory to God, she was letting her know it was cold. She gave her a cold glass of coffee and she kind of like put it in her mouth, but she knew that it was not hot. hot. Amen. Praise God. And she asked her, what is this? And she said, well, glory to God, it's a cup of coffee. Glory to God. So they had a talk, and she was trying to let her know, praise God, thank you, Lord Jesus, that you can't serve God the way that you're serving. Your life is turned upside down. Praise God. And your prayer life is a cold one. So then she went back, and she got her a cup of hot coffee. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And she felt good about that, praise God, because it was the temperature that she liked. And she told her, amen, giving her a point that you got to turn your prayer life up. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That little scene, I love it, in the war room when she went and got the coffee and let her know, praise God, and she had some analogies, amen, praise God, that we need to use in our own life. How is my prayer life? Is my time, amen, praise God, glory to God, spitting more? See, right now, as I was talking to my husband, right now they got so much social media that we turn our mind over to social media. We don't even pull out our Bible. We pull it out for one chapter, and that's all we do. We don't pray like we're supposed to pray. Amen. Praise God. And then we're getting the lukewarm. And Jesus sometimes said, I got to turn them up a little bit. Amen. Their focus is not on me. Praise God. They only focus on me. Praise God. Just a little time. But I need them to come forward even the more. So this is what now they see. Amen. They had everything going on. And glory to God. Elaborating the believers in that they fear was not spiritually hot nor cold. They were somewhere in the middle. And this is what God is saying to the church, amen, called up on Sunday. And Jesus said he would spit them out. Oh, the believer that they fear may have thought they were spiritually okay, but chances are they gave no thought to their spiritual well-being and were living spiritually lukewarm life. Say, amen, praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. The Latter-day Saints were living spiritually ignorant lives, and chances are no one could tell what they believed. They were not living for Jesus, glory to God, nor were they living wildly or ungodly, but rather somewhat worldly life. They may have gone to church on the Sabbath day, on a Sunday, and then live as the world the other 6 days. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The city of Laodicea had a good, healthy business in making clothing from the black wool industry they had developed, and the city was making money. Amen. And the people were living comfortably. And John Wyson tells us that the believers in Laodicea did not realize that they were wretched, they were pitiful, they were poor, they were blind, they were naked, they were spiritually naked, yet these people made garments to be sent to other cities. Amen. Praise God. John called these poor and naked, yet they had money in their pockets. What was the issue that John was trying to relate? Spiritually, they were poor. Spiritually, they were naked. Spiritually, they were blind, even as they walked around in fine clothing and with money in their wallet. The city of Laodicea was also known for the ISAB. Glory to God. They had medical professions there, glory to God, that they produced and sold. This ISAB was sought after to bring healing to those who had some type of eye issue. The medical ISAB helped people to see in the natural. And yet John tells the readers that the believers in Laodicea were blind. Physically, they could see, but they were spiritually blind. Oh, they could help others to see, and they made money doing that. But spiritually, they were blind, naked, and lukewarm. The believers in Laodicea was entangled. You know that word that everybody uses now. They was entangled and believed the lies of the enemy. They were living blind regarding the truth of the gospel. They were deaf to Jesus knocking at the doors of their heart. They were spiritually lukewarm, and God desired them to be one or the other, hot or cold. See, he wants us to be hot or cold? Are you going to be hot or are you going to be cold? The believers were only deceiving themselves, no one else, and certainly not God. God was about to physically split them out of his mouth if they did not change. So we have to ask ourselves a question. Are we spiritually lukewarm? We have to do a self-checkup. Jesus knew their deeds, but works do not help you gain salvation. In advertising, teaching us anything, it is this multiple lies that feed our selfish egos to sell products. Just ask the car dealer, the cereal maker, the media company. Greed can turn an honest person into a dishonest person whom they would despise, but they do not see it in themselves. A greedy person don't know they're greedy. Most time they can't see themselves. Most time we can't see pride in ourselves. A lot of times we can't see in our own self. Somebody else can see it, but sometimes we're so engulfed because we get spiritually blind because of the world and what the world is feeding us, we become spiritually blinded. And so Jesus is trying to help us. The enemy of our soul can blind you from the truth of God and empty hopes and lies. The enemy of a soul can turn up the volume or bombard you with worldly desires and drown out the voice of the Spirit of God if you allow it by doing nothing. The enemy of our soul can get you to focus on physical possessions, money, selfish desire, much like a simple shiny, you know, sometimes, praise God, whatever shines we tend to like, amen, and lures you into, you might have these, glory to God, these clothes fetish or these shoe fetishes, and it just draws us in, amen, praise God. That's why we got to be careful, amen, praise God, of possessions, and we can turn possessions into gods, and glory to God, and rather than focusing on spiritual reality when we allowed our hearts to be spiritually unguarded. Listen, the enemy of our soul does not believe in catch and release. The believers were encouraged to seek God and buy gold refined in fire, white clothes to wear to cover their nakedness, the eye salve to put on their eyes so they can see. However, the city was all too proud of their wealth, proud of their clothing trade, and proud of their eye salve to give any thought to their spiritual needs. John is giving us a picture of the church of Latter-day Saints that is much like many churches today. Amen. Glory to God. The church filled with believers who are spiritually content, spiritually lukewarm, without passion or spiritual drive, living with one foot in the world and one foot in the church. Since believers felt they needed nothing, they had all the world could give along with having a false sense of spiritual security to boot. Friends, when anything supersedes your love and passion for Jesus, you become spiritually pitiful, poor, naked, and blind. This is the word of God. This is not me speaking, amen. Jesus is pursuing you. He's pursuing me. Is your heart open to him? The believers in Latter-day Saints was counseled to buy gold refined by fire. Gold refined by fire is gold without impurities. Hear me in the spirit, glory to God, because it came to me first, amen, praise God. It is the purest gold. And this gold is a picture of a believer's salvation that was paid for at the cross. The priceless blood of Christ paid the debt of our sins and our glory to God. My sins, your sins, amen, praise God. When we placed faith in Jesus, our sins were washed away. The nakedness was covered as we confess our sins and place our faith in Christ. Only then could we put on righteousness in Christ and cover our spiritual nakedness. People of God, if God did not love his creation, if Jesus, God, one and the only Son did not care, we would never have been rebuked or disciplined for our sin. He loves us so much that he will discipline us. He will take all that's impure out of us and purify it. We find it, amen, that nothing left. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The Bible says that John 3:16-17, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. My God, I give him glory. Here we talk about Hebrews, Hebrews 12. Glory to God, yes, Holy Spirit. Verse number 5, he says, and you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. My son, he says, do not despise the chastising of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges. Every son whom he receives, if you endure chastising, God deals with you as with sons. Come on. For what son is there whom a father does not chastise? But if you are without chastising, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. And glory to God. And some says that they are bastards. Amen. Praise God. And we know what bastards are. We don't want to talk about it, but that's what the word says. And here, glory to God, he said, you're illegitimate. You're not my sons. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. And glory to God. In Hebrews 10:11 says, every priest stands ministering daily and often repeating the same sacrifice, which can never be take away sins. We can never take away sins. Amen. But some non-believers seem to blame God when bad things happen. But at the same time, they do not believe in God. Come on, somebody. Some Christians question God when things go different from what they expect or want. While we can always know or understand why God is doing something, there are times that he may be wanting to get our attention. Sometimes God uses situations in our lives to discipline us when we go off course. Discipline is not pleasant, and yet it has a purpose. Pain is not pleasant, but it has a purpose, and that is to indicate something is wrong. Amen. Praise God. Revelation 3:19 tells us that God rebukes those he loves to awaken us spiritually to repent. But that is not all. He says here in Revelation 3:19, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, he said, I will come in to him, and I will sup with him, and he with me. Jesus is persistent in his pursuit to see us repent. He stands at the door of our heart and knocks. When you open the door of your heart, Jesus will come in and fellowship together with you. Amen. Praise God. That's why I tell people, whatever you're looking at, if you got Jesus on the inside, he's looking too. Whatever you're doing, he's there too. If you go in hell, he's there too. Praise God. Wherever we go, he's right there with us. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He knows what we go through. He knows our heart. He knows how to chastise. He knows how to bring us back. Come on, somebody. My God, I give him glory. Jesus is persistent. Amen. Praise God. Opening the doors of our heart, I believe, is equivalent to acknowledging Jesus as Lord and Savior and repenting of our sin. The wealth of the believers in Latter-day Seer was a stumbling block, and it kept them from seeking God. They, like many, think money or science will solve the problem in the world. But it never does with regards to spiritual issues. Instead, only clouds the truth. We are told that the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. First Timothy tells us at 6:10-13, money or having money is not the problem. The love of the money is the problem. Listen to the scripture. Amen. Praise God. When I listened to Pastor Waters on this week and I thought about it, I said, Lord, we got the same. We're on the same level here. You're speaking to us spiritually. She talked about the love of money. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And this is what they was going through, the love of the money. See, Jesus don't mind us having the money. He don't want the money having us. My God, I give them glory. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Glory to God. But he said, but you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness. Glory to God. Godliness, faith, hope. Glory to God. Love and patience. Gentleness. Paul told him, he said, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold of eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. He says, I urge you in the sight of God, who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate. Amen. Praise God. When you think about Solomon, think about Solomon, all his glory and all that he had. I think about it. Amen. Praise God. How did I most send the Holy Ghost? When he first started out, he didn't ask God for money. He asked for wisdom. And God spoke to him and told him, he said, listen, because you didn't ask me for the money, I'm going to give you the wisdom, but I'm also going to give you the finances. But think about Solomon and what happened to him at the end. He was able to pencil the book of Ecclesiastes to let us know, listen, you don't want to make the same mistake that I made. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Our money, our possessions can get us in trouble. We can start losing focus on what's really important in life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Science is not the problem. Rather, the idea that science is the medical or the only answer is the problem. Possession are not the problem. It is when the possession possesses your heart, and that is the problem. The truth is the love of God and faith in Christ is exactly what the believers in Latter-day Saints needed. My God, I say thank you, Lord Jesus. It is the reason why they were said to be pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. My God, I say thank you, Lord Jesus. Are we all in for Jesus? Glory to God. I love it when Jesus say, are you all in? Glory to God. We're experiencing, you know, the virus and the pandemic, and the virus is not the product of God's doing. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. But he can use it for his good. In times of trouble, people turn to God. When you notice that when we in trouble, we really start praying. We really get on our knees. Amen. We forget about all that other stuff. I need the hand of God. I need a move of God. Amen. But when we get comfortable, that is the problem, because that's when we start getting blinded. Amen. Praise God. By what we have. Glory to God. It's a blessing when you can have the finances, and it's a blessing, glory to God, when you can serve the Lord Jesus Christ at the same time. It's a blessing, amen, to be a kingdom finance. Sir, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But when things are going well, glory to God, they see no need for God. Glory to God. That was the church of Latter-day Saints. Israel is a good example of that. My prayer is that during this time, amen, we will see a spiritual revival. Glory to God. God calls us to have another spiritual revival, that people will search their hearts, open the doors of their hearts, allow Jesus to come in and save them. People of God, friends, my God, thank you, Lord Jesus. It is not until the light of the gospel shines as a light on our sins. shame and nakedness that we are awakened to the truth and see our needs to repent. It is not until we have ears to hear and eyes to see that we will even consider opening the doors of our heart to Jesus. Jesus said, if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, he said, I will come in and eat with them and they with me. Glory to God. Revelation 3:20. The person who invites Jesus in is the overcomer. It is because of Jesus' death and resurrection, because of his love for the sinners, that the sinners' earnest repentance and faith in Jesus, that the believers will be an overcomer and live forever with Christ in his glory. The letter to the churches in chapter 2 and 3 in Revelation are warnings for us today. Are not growing closer to God and have left their first love and have allowed false teaching to enter our hearts and allow immortality, amen, or the spirit of compromise regarding the things of the world, have walked away from Jesus and become spiritually lukewarm, hallelujah, then heed God's warning and repent. Glory to God. Lord, I repent. Society is not getting any better, people of God. The world is not growing closer to God. They simply look around. Amen. Praise God. The nations is one of, if not the wealthiest nation in the world, and we are sinking deeper and deeper into spiritual rebellion. Look at the world. America was founded on Christian principles, but has turned back. Amen. To God. Glory to God. They have turned a back to God, and over time we have become the nation that is spiritually lukewarm. And as believers, as churches, as a nation, we need to look deep within our hearts and repent and recommit our love to back to Jesus and the truth of the gospel. My God, I say thank you, Lord Jesus, as we do, it is my prayer that as a nation we will do the same. We need ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to us. Let us not have lukewarm faith. Instead, let us open the doors of our heart wide and invite Jesus in. Let us ask the Holy Spirit to direct us how we should live. And let us pray for the loss of our nation. Let us look to Jesus' return. And Lord, come, Lord Jesus, we say, come, Lord Jesus. Do you know Jesus personally? Maybe you do not know Jesus as Lord and Savior. All you need to do is repent and believe he is Lord and ask him to come into your heart. Seek Jesus with all your heart and he will direct your path. And pray that your spiritual eyes and ears are open and walk in the love and the grace of God. Holy Ghost. Glory to God. We thank God today because, glory to God, as the lukewarm water met each other, amen. Glory to God. Jesus said, glory to God, I just feel like I want to spit you out of my mouth. And you think about the church today and you think about all the glorious buildings, all the beautiful chairs and all the decorations of the church and the stained glass windows and everybody with their big top hat and the best shoes and the best suit and the best, come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I say thank you, Lord Jesus. The best car parked on the outside. Oh, come on, somebody. There's nothing wrong with having nice thing, but you got to have Jesus on the inside. And this is what Jesus was saying, praise God. You can have all those things, amen, praise God, but you are lukewarm. Come on, somebody. I was a Latter-day Saint church, amen, praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So what he said, he had to spew them out of his mouth, and glory to God, he had to chastise them to bring them back, bring their lives back, and glory to God, and we don't want God to strip us of anything, amen, praise God. That's what the Lord Jesus would do to get us back into place with him. He start taking things. Hey, Corobo, son, the Holy Ghost. He start doing things in our lives to get our attention. And when you start seeing a lot of times we don't see see, amen, glory to God, when he's trying to get our attention, he's trying to knock at the doors of our heart, but sometimes we won't allow them in, and we find that, amen, wait a minute, hold up, things are going down for me, what is going on? That means that you got to come back somewhere. Jesus is trying to get your attention, amen, praise God, let you know, praise God, I'm Lord over everything. I'm Lord over your house. I'm Lord over your finance. I'm Lord over your church. I'm Lord over everything. So he wants us to be spiritually rich. My God, I say thank you, Lord Jesus. So some believers assume that numerous material possessions are a sign of God's spiritual blessing. Latter-day Saints was a wealthy city, and the church was also wealthy, but what the Latter-day Saints could see and buy and had became more valuable to them than, glory to God, what is unseen and eternal. Wealth, luxury, and ease can make people feel confident, satisfied, and complacent, but no matter how much you possess and how much money you make, you can have nothing if you don't have the vital relationship with Christ. How does your current level of wealth affect you and your spiritual desire instead of centering your life on permanently and comfort and luxury? Find yourself true to riches in Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise God. That's why the letter was written to them, and he didn't want them to live like that. Now, he gave them a wealthy city, but he also wanted them to serve him and let them know that where you're welcome, where everything is coming from. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So here, praise God, Latter-day Saint was known for his great wealth. Christ told Latter-day Saint, buy their gold from me. Come on and buy your gold from me, praise God. The real spiritual treasure. The city was proud, amen, of their clothes and their dyeing industry. Christ told them to buy white garments from him. When you matter, God, Jesus telling you, come on, I need you to buy gold from me. I need you to get your clothing from me. And his righteousness, Latter-day Saint prided itself on their precious eye salve that healed many eye problems, amen. Christ told them to come buy salve. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Come on and buy eye salve from me, praise God, that you can see truth. Come on, somebody. My God, I give him glory. Christ was showing the Latter-day Saint the true value was not in the material possessions, but in the right relationship with God. Their possessions and their achievement was valuable compared to the everlasting future of Christ's kingdom. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Holy Ghost. My God, I say thank you, Lord Jesus. The Latter-day Saint church was complacent and rich. They felt satisfied, self-satisfied, but they didn't have Christ's presence among them. Christ knocked at the door of their heart, but they were so busy enjoying worldly pleasures that they didn't notice that he was trying to enter. The pleasures of this world, money, security, material possession, can be dangerous because their temporary satisfaction make us indifferent to God's offer of lasting satisfaction. If you find yourself feeling indifferent to the church, to God, or to the Bible, you have begun to shut God out of your life. Okay, y'all, I'm coming. I'm bringing it in. This cold, I thought it would be better, but fighting through this one today. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. If we find ourselves feeling indifferent to God and to the Bible, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We have begun to shut God out of our lives. So Jesus wants us to leave the doors of our heart
constantly open to God. You don't need to worry about hearing him knock. Letting him in is our only hope for lasting fulfillment. I remember getting saved, and I had the best job, I thought. Beautiful home, money in my pocket, credit good, everything was going good. In church, started church. And I one day sat on the bed and I looked around and I said, and I spoke to God. And I said, God, you have given me everything, but why do I feel empty? The Lord gave me a dream and showed me drinking from the fountain. I lacked him. We can have everything, but lack the presence of God. So he showed me, you need me. The well, bringing up everlasting water, the Holy Spirit to fill every empty void. There was a void. And I don't know why the Holy Spirit is leading me this way. But maybe there's a void that you have right now today. Jesus says, open your heart to me. Open the doors of your heart and allow me to come in that I may fill every void. When we find ourselves doing things that is ungodly, there's something missing. There's a hole that you have never filled. So I asked this morning, when I was studying this morning, I asked my husband about this fantastic, because he told me, I said, who is it that says flame on? He says it was the Fantastic Four. He's called the Human Torch. So today, we're going to say flame on, because we want God, the Lord Jesus Christ, to fill us with his presence. We want to walk the way that Jesus wants us to walk. We want to live the way that Jesus wants us to live. See, I'm tired of getting beat down by God, because you can't see the hand of God when he's beating you. Come on, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm tired of him trying to get me in divine alignment. Come on, Holy Spirit. Now, there's sometimes, amen, that he will come, amen, and sit his hands back down to bring you up a little higher. But I don't want to be chastised by God for not doing the right thing. The church at Night of Thyatira had everything going. They had the money and everything, but they didn't have the presence of the Holy Spirit. They didn't have Jesus. So Jesus told John, I want you to write to this church. I want you to bring them back to me. They got a lot of money. They got wealth. They got clothing. They got everything. They got cars parked all the way down there. Oh, come on to the Messiah. Glory to God. They got the shoes. They got the house. They got the cars. All kinds of things. I'm going to bring it into layman terms right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They walk in. Amen. Glory to God. But they got this. They deny the spirit. Come on. A form of godliness, but deny the spirit of God. So today, people of God, let us not be lukewarm. Let us rise up to the call of God. At the end of each letter to these churches, the believers was urged to listen and to understand what was written to them. Although a different message was addressed to each church, all the messages contain a warning and principle for everyone today. Which letter mostly speaks to you?
What letter, amen, glory to God, is most directly to your church? Which has the greatest bearing on your own spiritual condition at this time? How will you respond to the Lord Jesus Christ? Let us rise up today. In everything, put Jesus first, and everything else will follow. God bless you all. This is a lukewarm church, the church of Latter-day Saints. Amen. Praise God. We bless and praise God this morning for his word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I can go on with this church. Amen. For this, to think about the churches today. Amen. Praise God. There are some churches that love the Lord Jesus Christ that came in alignment and doing the will of God. We bless God for those churches. Let us continue to pray for our churches. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray for the Spirit of God to bring revival to the house of God, revival to our lives. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is Reign of Glory Revival Ministry, Apostle Connor McNeil, our Sunday morning service. Don't forget, amen, on Thursday. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 6 p.m., Pastor Ilona Waters will be with you at 6 p.m. Amen. And I want to also say congratulations. Happy Pastor anniversary. Amen. Glory to God. Coming for Pastor Matthew McNeil and Pastor Ilona Waters. Amen. Glory to God. They got ordained together 2016. Still holding it down. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And glory to God. So this is the 7th year anniversary for them. God bless you. I will continue to pray over you. Glory to God that God will elevate you in the things of God, that God will bless you, that God will smile upon you, increase everything that you do. Amen. Praise God. And most of all, fortify you, strengthen you, establish you, and settle you. This is my prayer over you today. God bless you. Happy anniversary to both of you. Amen. Praise God. Pastor Ilona Waters, Pastor Matthew McNeil. Amen. Praise God. I thank God. Amen. For these two. Amen. They stood there. Amen. Glory to God to get ordained. Amen. In the sight of the living God. Take it seriously when you stand before God and make a vow to God. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For the vow that you have made to the Lord Jesus Christ to continue instead and continue in his work. Amen. In the body of Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So let us pray. Let us pray, let us pray, let us pray. For anyone that really wants to get in touch with me, praise God, you can reach me 302-883-9799. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Anybody that wants to partner with this ministry, amen, you can also contact me. I thank God for all the kingdom financiers, amen, that's blessing this ministry. Amen. Glory to God. I pray that God will continue to increase you, amen, in every way possible, amen, that you will your barn will never run dry. The Bible says, prove me herewith and see if I don't pour you out a blessing that you have not room enough to receive. And I, the Lord Jesus Christ, glory to God, will rebuke the devourer for your sake. So we thank God today. Amen. Praise God. I think this message was a little bit too much for some people. Amen. They started hanging up. I was like, oh, God, bless them, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. When truth come out, people don't want to find truth. Amen. Praise God. This is the best time, amen, to get into the word of God, to dig into the word of God, amen, that you may prosper and be in good health with all things, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let us pray. And thank you for bearing with me, amen, as I finish this message, amen. Glory to God. Pray for me that I'll continue, amen, to do the will of God, even through the sickness, through everything, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much for being patient with me. Amen. I tried to come on in regardless of how I felt. Amen. So let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We lift you up, God, in the name of Jesus. We just pray, Lord God, that you'll continue to move by your Holy Spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that you will bless every household here, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will move by your mighty power, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for your presence. We pray for a personal revival to come in our lives as well, Father God, in our home, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you move by your mighty power, God. Help us never to be blinded by your truth, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And help us, Lord God, yes, Holy Spirit, glory to God, that when you do what you do, God, as all we know that you're going to bless us so much, God. We thank you. But let us not lose sight of what you're doing, Father God, in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just say thank you, God, for grace. We thank you for mercy, Lord God. We thank you, God, for every household represented here, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we ask that you continue to move by your Holy Spirit on this day, Father God, that you continue to move by your mighty power, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just give you glory to honor. We give you praise, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Have your way. Move by your mighty power. And we say thank you, God, for this is the day that you have made. You said we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Remember, amen. Flame on, y'all. God bless you all. I leave you with a song. God bless you.
Pressure is on.